It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 158. This week, Ontario shoegazers Rikers join us for a live Sonic session in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge just before hitting the stage at the Edmonton Event Center along with Big Rec, plus a generous helping of this week's entertainment and pop culture tidbits. Should mention, too, week after next, Alex Turner of Arctic Monkeys will be joining us for a little Sonic session right here on the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Visit Sonic1029.com and you'll be able to stream that mother live in HD.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A woman in Mexico claims she's pregnant with 9 babies. Now, doctors have since confirmed that Carla Perez isn't even pregnant. Yeah, just a whack job. But the Octomom, surprisingly, was quick to chime in on the situation, calling the woman a fraud, understandably, adding, quote, "She disgusts me." Well, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? And just how rich is Johnny Depp? I mean, we all know he's I Own My Own Island in the Caribbean rich, but did you know that he's also I Paid Marilyn Manson and Aerosmith $50,000 to perform at my son's 10th birthday party, Rich? 'Cause he is. And a California man is suing BMW, claiming one of their motorcycles gave him an erection that won't go away. Apparently, he bought one of their bikes with a dealer-installed custom seat, which he claims is the cause of his, condition. I don't know. The guy drives a BMW and has a boner that won't go away. Forgive me for saying so, but isn't that the dream?
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, today marks the one-year anniversary of Osama bin Laden's death. And I thought this was interesting. President Obama's top counterterrorism advisor revealed this week that the terrorist leader was considering changing the Al-Qaeda name. No word on what he planned to change it to, but I think we can safely rule out the Super Fun Squad. And if you're planning on seeing Titanic 3 just because you'd like a closer glimpse at the legendary ship, you may want to wait a little bit. A shipyard in China is building the Titanic 2. Yeah, a working replica of the original ship with a few modern upgrades. You know, to keep the captain from parking it at the bottom of the North Atlantic. And Charlie Sheen is threatening to sue a New York strip club for millions, claiming the VIP room named in his honor could damage his reputation. It's one of those rooms where guests eat sushi off of naked women. Now, I've never tried that, but do you still complain if you find a hair in your food? And in my ongoing effort to bring you fast food news first, McDonald's Germany is now selling the Pretzelnator. Now, as the name implies, it's a burger made with 2 pretzel buns. The Arnold Schwarzenegger reference I didn't quite get. Well, at least not until I tried one.
I'll be back.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Why do you have a beer belly? Beer would have been my guess, but apparently it's not quite that simple. University College London conducted a study involving almost 30,000 subjects. What they learned was it's not about how much you drink. It's about how much you drink in a sitting. Those who drank a 6-pack of beer in a sitting, on average, had a waistline 1/2 inch bigger than those who drank the same amount spread out over a week. And Facebook has launched a new feature allowing users to share their organ donation status. Great idea. I always wonder how they match the donors with the organs, though. You know, you get like an old woman whose heart's starting to go. They roll in my big old body on a gurney fresh from a motorcycle crash. I'm twice her size. I run like 3 miles a day. You give her my heart, wouldn't that be like dropping a 454 big block into a Honda Civic? Yeah. And the Octomom has just signed on to star in her first ever pornographic video. But don't worry, it's not like she's going to be getting busy with a bunch of dudes. No, the Octomom is far too classy for that. This will be a solo video, which I imagine will be little consolation to her kids, who will no doubt hear about it secondhand on the playground in a couple of years. Yeah, well, it's not like there was anyone else in the video.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Well, there definitely will be a cast shakeup on Saturday Night Live when the current season wraps. But it's unclear at this point who's staying and who's going. There have been widespread rumors that veterans Kristen Wiig, Andy Samberg, and Jason Sudeikis will soon be announcing their exits. And we all know it's not always easy to be a good friend, but thankfully, being a good Facebook friend isn't as tough as you might think. A new study suggests you're far less likely to lose Facebook friends if you follow these three simple rules. 1. Respond to messages. 2. Avoid disrespecting people. And 3. Don't post photos that are going to get your friends in trouble with their bosses. I'd actually like to add a number 4 to that list. No pictures of your cat. Seriously, nobody cares what Mr. Jingles is up to. Sorry, nobody cares. And forgive the dark subject matter, but this story popped up on the news ticker yesterday. Neo-Nazi kills 4 in domestic attack. Community shocked. Yeah, it actually said community shocked. I don't know. Somehow I find it hard to believe that there are people walking around right now thinking, you know, I can't believe this. He was always such a kind, compassionate Nazi.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic Session performance.
Welcome to the Booster Juice Listener Lounge, everybody. Joining us this afternoon, a band who's going to be opening for Big Wreck tonight, Canadian band Rikers. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
Now, first off, why did you guys name your band after a prison?
We like to live dangerously. No, honestly, we just wanted a cool word. Like, I'm a big reader, so I keep a notebook of cool words that I find in books and magazines, and I use a lot for song titles and ideas, and we needed a band name, and I wanted one word. I wanted it to be short, wanted something no one else had, and so we went with the Rikers.
Well, forgive the cliche, but I know a lot of songwriters write their lyrics the same way. You know, Kurt Cobain used to always talk about, I like the sound of the word. So I wrote a song called Rape Me.
Yeah.
do you guys write similarly? Or
nice example.
Yeah.
I mean, as a singer, I have to get up there and sing it every night. So I have to feel cool coming out. You know, if I can't feel cool doing it, then that's part of the appeal of this job, right? And I mean, it has to mean something to me. But I don't want to sit here and tell you that we felt trapped and imprisoned in our life, and therefore we named our band Rikers. I'm not going to go down that road. That's just not true, you know. Sometimes it is just as simple as it sounds cool.
Well, you've got a great track and great video for a song called "I'm on the Radio," which we'll get to in just a sec. First, why don't you give us just a little background on the band? How did you guys meet? How did you get into music? And how did you end up here?
Well, it started as just Russ and I. And we had a drum machine and some synths, and we kind of rebounded from more traditional rock bands and wanted to try something a little different. And so we wrote a bunch of songs and then said, hey, we can't play live. And this doesn't really feel like a band. It feels like a project. And we decided we need to develop. And so we got the rest of the guys in and scrapped a bunch of songs that we had written in the project and started rewriting as a band. And it's been 2 years of writing that's brought us to this point where, you know, our first record just came out a couple weeks ago. And we're lucky enough to get a great tour opening for Big Wreck. It's our first time out west, so we couldn't ask for a better place to be with a band like Big Wreck.
Thank you so much for being here. Rikers, I'm on the Radio, live from the Sonic Listener Lounge.
I got $1 million baby and I don't know what's mine. Love and all the ladies and the start of the line. I'm the kind of guy that's gonna come out on time. I got it under control. Got 100 leather jackets and I'm doing fine. A special pair of glasses and I wear them at night. I'm the kind of guy that's gonna stand in the light. I got it under control. She's cashing checks that I don't write. I'm on the radio, I'm on the radio, broke tonight. You got a taste of the good. good life and you won't pretend. Hanging with the rich kids as long as you can. I'm the kind of guy you're gonna love in the end. I got it under control. She's cashing checks that I don't write. I'm on the radio, I'm on the radio, broke tonight. She's cashing checks that I don't write. I'm on the radio, I'm on the radio, broke tonight. I can hear it coming in clearly. I can hear it coming in clearly. I can hear it coming in clearly. I can hear it. She's cashing checks I don't write. I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. Broke tonight. She's cashing. I don't write. I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. Broke tonight.
Rikers, everybody, in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Well, that was fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking very forward to seeing you guys open for Big Wreck tonight. I sort of feel like we only got halfway through the story, though. You started writing songs, you formed a band, and now you're opening for Big Wreck? How does that happen?
We're the luckiest guys ever. No, it's been a process of playing the music industry game, and it can be a fickle beast. we kind of took a different path than a lot of bands. A lot of bands will write 10 or 12 songs and make it a priority to go out and play as many shows as possible. We didn't do that. We wrote 10 or 12 songs, had a tight inner circle of people that we bounced those songs off of, scrapped those 10 or 12 songs, wrote 10 or 12 more, and repeat, 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 until we felt that we had the right 10 or 12 songs to start going out and playing. And yeah, we didn't send out demo packages. We didn't try to make it happen, but we just met a few key people early on that developed into a great team. And that team is built and built and built to include the same management as Big Wreck and the same label as Big Wreck. And so it was kind of a natural fit that they were nice enough to take us out and good timing with our record coming out and their records a couple months old. So the stars kind of aligned, but it was intentional the way we worked to write instead of just play.
Well, when you spend all this time and effort, you know, sort of spilling out your soul into one of these songs, and then you kind of go, it doesn't fit with the set. Do you put those aside and kind of go, well, you know what, we'll revisit this later?
Absolutely. We kind of have a no trash policy. Like we got hard drives full of songs, and you know, on long van rides, we end up, you know, throwing the iPod on and listening to demos that never made the cut, but there's something in there that's special. There's a reason that you wrote it. That spark is there. Because almost always that spark is there. But it's whether that spark can be fleshed out into something that fits what you're trying to do, whether it fits the sequence on the record, or it fits that there's a spot for it in the set. But always there's a reason that you wrote that song, whether it's the subject matter or the musical hook or whatever. So we tend not to just throw things away completely.
Well, as I mentioned, you're playing tonight along with Big Wreck. What's next for Rikers?
About 15 more shows. No, we're only – tonight will be the fifth show of the tour. So we got another couple weeks on this run and then a summer of playing. Like I said, we didn't not play because we don't like playing live. We love playing live, and that's the reason that we're in a band. But now that we have the right set and we have the record out and the single – now we want to play. So we're going to spend the summer playing. We got some festivals lined up and hopefully be busy boys.
Excellent. Well, the next song you're going to play for us is a track called Anywhere Else.
Yeah.
Rikers, everybody, live in the Sonic Listener Lounge.
She's an alibi waiting to happen. I am my last chance waiting to crack. She's on her way to Manhattan. I'm left just looking back. She's a cast off swimming in the ocean. I am a ride up taking the piss out of a messed up situation. Baby, I got nothing left but this. On the heels of a halfway home, love. Smokestack hiding in sunlight. She's the exception to the rule. I am a blind man living in hindsight as she plays me for a fool. On the heels of a halfway home, love.
The Lane Mitchell Show and all its modern rocky glory on terrestrial radio on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton,